Welcome back into Chase Willie and D-Mays. Junie Riddle filling in for Chase McCabe as he is spending the holidays at home. Chase, we hope you're doing well. But right now, we are joined by the Nashville Predators GM, David Poile. David, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. I hope everybody had a good holiday, a little bit of a break. I know it was a much needed and wanted break here for the Predators, having 3 days off. We just finished our morning skate. Everybody looks real sharp. Everybody made it back into town, so we're ready to go.
Absolutely. So the Predators last week, you all won 2 out of 3 games, and the one loss that y'all had to Colorado was a hard-fought matchup that ended up going down to overtime. So really, it seemed like you all bounced back a bit last week in trying to start off the new year and the holiday season right. Talk to me about the importance of some of the defensemen on the team getting healthy, Ryan McDonough, Carrier, Lauzon, and guys like that coming back and making an immediate impact on this team.
Well, that really hurt us. We'll get all the injuries and the back-to-back games all at the same time. And with Borowicki being out, we had four defensemen of our top seven defensemen in our organization out at the same time. And that was pretty tough sledding there for a bit there, and having their presence back in the lineup has actually, as you can see, made us more competitive. We're winning more games. The pairing of McDonough and Josi has been really good. I saw a stat there. I think we're like 6-1-2 in the games that they've played together. So that bodes well for the future, and our defense and our defensive play has been much better since we got healthy again back on the blue line.
And so I also wanted to kind of get into some of the young players that have really been stepping up this year. I feel like Tommy Novak has been putting up points on a game-to-game basis. Cody Glass, Juuso Parsonen, a lot of these young guys kind of coming in and adding to some really needed depth from last season's team. Can you kind of speak on the impact that some of those young players have had?
In my opinion, every time we've made a change to go down to Milwaukee, it's really given our team a boost. And, you correctly identify those guys. I mean, Tommy Novak is the latest guy to come back in our lineup, and he's got a point in each of the two games that he's played. He was the leading scorer down in Milwaukee. He was the guy that kind of drove their power play down there, and now he's been put on our power play, and we've had a little bit more success since he's been in the lineup. So that's a really good thing for a team that has been a little bit offensively challenged this year. Parsonen started off really, really good for us. He's got, I think he's got 7 points now in 18 games, but he's playing in lots of different situations for us. And I think as time goes along that he could be another guy that may not be a top offensive player, but certainly a guy that can contribute on both sides and get that, timely goal every once in a while. So we need this right now. As I said earlier, we just our offense has been off a little bit from last year, and we're losing so many one goal games in terms of getting to overtime or shootouts or what have you, and a little bit more offensive production and would really go a long way. And that's the reason why we made the latest call up with Tommy Novak.
We're talking with Nashville Predators GM David Poile. Now, David, is your evaluation of the team a little bit different? Because Junie just talked about the defensemen that were out, and we saw the play of the Predators because they were out. It sort of diminished a little bit. But now that they're back, you see a different team. You got all your guys, your defensemen back. Do you evaluate this team a little bit different now that you are more healthy?
Well, the answer to that is yes, but again, we've played a little over 30 games here, and as we've said on other shows, that our consistency is not where we want it to be, and right now we're what I was called, we're below the line in terms of making the playoffs, and we know we have to play at a certain rate. That's probably close to 11, 12 games over 500 to make the playoffs. I think everybody in our organization is aware of that, and we need to. We need to start getting some momentum. We need to start getting, some significant winning streaks for us to accomplish that. We need to be able to beat the better teams in the league because we play them a lot now in our remaining schedule. And Dallas is our opponent tonight. Dallas is in our division, so we've got a couple more games with them. And we need to start knocking off teams that are above us in the standings. So, again, I guess my answer is a little bit regardless of injuries because everybody has them. you know, we're going to have to find a way to play at a higher level than we currently have. And, you know, the signs recently have been good, both on the power play, some of our better players contributing more, our call-ups like Novak contributing a little bit. Our goaltending has been really good with UC Saros carrying the bulk of the games at the moment. So, you know, it feels like we're coming a little bit, but the proof is in the win-losses. And, you know, tonight, first game after Christmas, be a good start here by getting a W against Dallas.
We're still speaking here with Nashville Predators GM David Poile. Now, David, you know, John Hines, since he's been the head coach here in Nashville, it's kind of been a tale of two halves of the season. We saw in 2020, you know, they kind of had a rough start, and then they brought it on late. And then last season they had a really a good start to the season, and it kind of fell apart towards the tail end. Now, this season you've kind of got some new pieces in there, and it's been a little bit of a rough start with that, the chemistry along with injuries. What do you see with this team that makes you feel like, you know, John Hines can do it again and kind of turn this team around and really get that final push as we start getting closer to the second half of the season?
What I saw last year was a team that, you know, nobody predicted to play very well. Certainly nobody predicted us to make the playoffs, and we were good enough to make the playoffs. I felt in this off season we made some changes, adding veterans like Niederreiter, who's got 11 goals for us, and McDonough, who's won a couple of Stanley Cups with Tampa Bay. I thought that kind of solidified our team. Unfortunately, what we've seen is, you know, we've had some good games and we've had some highs, but we've also had, you know, some inconsistencies, and we've had some, you know, maybe you could say some team play that is not representative of winning hockey, and we certainly had some individuals that have not played up to their potential. So, for me, hope springs eternal that we have the parts to play better. I mean, right now, you don't have anybody that's having what I would just call a career season. Usually you have, you know, some players that do that, and that's what we need. We need some guys to step up to live to their potential, to have a, you know, career year. And we have still over half of the season to accomplish that. But, you know, with each game that goes by, the, you know, the opportunities become less and less. But, you know, right now, as I said earlier, I'm feeling more optimistic. Our team is healthy. Our team is playing pretty good. We're starting to score some goals on the power play. And we need our top players to be our top players. And if we can get a little bit more in each of these areas, I think we could be there. And all of that, I don't think I'm saying anything that I don't think that we could accomplish. I think it's there individually and as a team. I think we could do it. It's been disappointing so far this season, but like I say, I'm optimistic that we're going to start playing our best hockey the second half of the season.
Now, the last question I have for you, since we spoke to you, Roman Josi did break the record by getting 2 points last Wednesday against Chicago to pass David Legwan for the most points in Predators history. Can you just kind of quickly touch on how the impact of Roman Josi has been elevating for this Predators franchise since he's been here?
Yeah, these are the stories that you, as a hockey guy, as a scout, that you dream about a Swiss player, and Swiss players have not always been on the top of the charts in terms of the best players in the NHL. A second-round pick and not a first-round pick, making it like this, and just a great person, what he does off the ice in our community, as a leader of our team, and as our best player. I mean, this guy's been fantastic. I mean, if we had a couple more Roman Josi stories, it would make my year, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time, David. The Predators are set to take on the Dallas Stars tonight in a big-time Central Divisional matchup as they look to really get back in the hunt for the playoffs. Again, David, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Happy New Year as well.
Happy holidays, everybody. Okay. Bye-bye.